This is a Stand-Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things every week to make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Hey, we're all here. We definitely didn't just wake up like...
Don't lump me in with that. I've been up for
six
hours.
Minutes ago.
We're doing great. I went to the gym before this. Yeah. I had a great day.
I'm saying it's true of everyone. That's what I'm saying.
I went to Karma to see if they had my bag.
Oh, no. Did you lose your bag?
I left my bag at Karma.
Oh, well, at least they had it.
No, they didn't.
Oh, but you left it there? And now it's gone.
It's no longer there.
Yeah.
wait, really?
Yeah, because I always forget because they kind of rush us out and like... When I'm like a dad like that, where it's like, if I get rushed out the door, I need to be like, what do I have? Do I have everything? So I like, I just left
downstairs?
It there. Yeah. And I usually don't have a bag, but there's nothing in it. Like
nothing
here, okay.
That important was in it?
Yes, sort of.
It's full of jeweled eggs.
No,
Your ruby bit.
The only reason I had my bag with me at all was that I had sold a jacket and I needed to ship the jacket. And then when I left work, I went to ship the jacket, and they're like, oh, it's going to Canada. Or like, oh, we can't ship to Canada after, like, I can't put this in the whatever the fuck FedEx does. And so I was like, oh, okay, I have to hold on to it and ship it later. So
now
the bag's gone, and now I have to, like, message this guy and be like, hey, that jacket I was going to sell you, it got stolen. So here's your money. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Shit.
You know, that's life in the city. It does stink,
I mean,
but it's my fault.
The alternative was you shipped him the jacket and it would have smelled like Karma and he would have been upset, probably.
It was already wrapped up. Part of why I was like pretty confident the bag would still be there. It might have been in the lift. I mean, like, I don't think so, but it was that the only thing in it was this box and it was like the most inconvenient. Because he packed it in the box and everything before. He was like, oh, I can't ship this right now, actually.
Yeah.
And he gave me the box for free, which was nice. But it was like a perfect cube. Yeah. So my bag was like the most inconvenient shape because it like had this big cube in it. So it was basically like a messenger bag, but it was too small. So it was just like strapping this big cube to your back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, no one would steal that because it's such a pain in the ass. Like, you can't, like, tuck it under your arm and get out. Everybody's like, hey, why are you carrying that big cube out of here?
Yeah, some guys.
I did.
Some guy's like, oh, man, free cube.
Yeah. Well,
I'd be like, oh, it must be, like, a cartoon Christmas present. There's probably something really good in here.
Well, it must be interesting, like, to see a bag if you're a thief of opportunity. And then you, like, open it up and it's just, like, a cube FedEx box.
Someone stole my Amazon package yesterday.
Oh, shit, that sucks.
Which was also, again, like, who would steal that? You got a bottle of marula oil and a step stool.
Yeah.
Like, congrats.
The person who stole my bag, congratulations on your new bag, a jacket, and wart medication. So in case you have any warts on your finger,
enjoy.
You can get them off. Burn them off.
Well, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
It's all right.
That sucks.
You sure you left? I don't remember seeing it downstairs.
It was downstairs because I got there before you and I just dropped it. Like,
is this an on-air conversation?
Yeah,
the investigation. I thought it was a fun.
Yeah, no, it's a slice of life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what people are here for.
They want to hear about me getting robbed. That makes it sound more exciting. It's like, you want to hear about me getting robbed? And then the story is just like, I left my bag somewhere and it's not there anymore.
I don't remember if I've hung out with you guys at a time where you would know about me that I lose fucking everything. Have I ever, like, been out with you guys and not been able to find shit?
No, is that a thing?
It's, like, a constant problem in my life.
I'm very absent-minded also. I literally just don't take stuff with me. It's like I'm, like, running. Every time I leave, it's like there's a fire where I'm, like, only the stuff I can carry on me because I know I'm going to leave stuff places.
I'm terrible about it. And so last night I did a comedy show at someone's house in Astoria because my career is going great. And
I went to college.
I couldn't find my tote bag at the end of the night, and it was, like, a house party. So, like, it's, like, super loud, like... Everybody's just, like, hanging out and, like, being socializing and everything. And I'm just, like, yelling, like, where's my bag? And then I found it, and I had brought it into the bathroom and then hung it up on a towel rack and left it in there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a fucking idiot. So I sympathize. I'm sorry about your jacket.
It's all right. Welcome to Slice of Life Week on What a Time to Be Alive.
I hope people find it relatable that we lose shit all the time. Patty, you strike me as pretty organized. You probably don't lose shit that much.
I tend to not lose stuff.
You just fall asleep on your couch, and sometimes. that's your struggle.
Yeah. Sometimes. Not today, though, like I said. I was very clear about it earlier.
You were texting all day, preparing for the cast. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I've got a couple ideas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just planning. Lousy with ideas.
Spitballing. Not taking a cab here.
But not disoriented.
10 minutes before
I'm
we start.
Extremely oriented.
Very oriented.
Yeah. Let's see. What do we got going on? We got the live show date.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
When is it?
Locked in.
November 27th.
November 27th.
That's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So you'll be back.
You'll be back.
Unless
yeah,
you're
no
like
excuses.
A mama's boy.
Yeah.
Staying
if
home
you don't
for
come
a
to
month,
our show,
weird, you're a mama's boy.
Just a weird sicko spending
enjoy
time with your family.
Enjoy that. Sit and take a bath in your sink like a little mama's boy.
Someone, okay, I had like never thought about this and I feel like I'm going to do it. So like the main thing, I feel like if someone was like, what's the worst thing about being single? For me, it's that you don't have an automatic person who will go on vacations with you. Like, you don't have like a constant like travel buddy.
Yeah.
Like it's because it's hard. Like traveling with friends, like even if you really like somebody, you might not have like complimentary like travel styles and
yeah.
like you might not have money at the same time. Like it's just easier if you're like partnered. And I was complaining about this and somebody was like, I just go with my mom. I know that's weird, but like my mom has money and is reliable. And like
I mean, that just super depends on your mom.
I like, guess, but I was like, I should just go places with my mom. Like, my mom's cool. She likes to go eat at really nice places and would probably buy me nice dinners.
I don't like traveling with people.
Like, you like to go alone?
Sometimes it can be fun. I think my ideal situation is traveling to a city for a vacation or something, and someone I know happens to
yes.
be in that city at the same time.
Mm.
So if I want to hang out, I can be like, what are you up to? But if not, I can fucking sit in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Eli wants to be the Incredible Hulk from the TV show.
I've been trying to go to these spheres in Canada for years now.
The spheres? Oh,
yeah.
I know the spheres. They're
yeah,
in like
the ones in
British
the trees.
Columbia, right?
Yeah.
Oh, just go, to the, go to the spheres.
So you can't bring your cube to the spheres.
Oh, yeah.
It won't fit.
It's very 3D shape based.
Yeah, well, if I hold the cube directly
in
the perfect center of the sphere, it'll start rotating. The spheres
like
are booked out quite a while.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I'm actually part of it is that I'm still like teaching myself, like, even though I've been there for like 2 or 3 years of the job I'm at now, I still don't know how to like use vacation days. Like, I still like don't think
you get
they're
nervous
real.
About it, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand that they're like mine to use.
Right.
I think they're still like, some, you know, there's somewhere like, oh, vacation days. I could spare you one or two. Like, I don't realize I could be like, yeah, I'm going to be gone for a week.
Is,
like,
it in the is it in the manual? You have like a number, a certain
yeah,
number.
Yeah, I have a
you've
shit.
Been accru-
I have a,
you've been accruing them.
I've not used a fuck. I think I've used one
do you
in
last
like
a
3 years.
Do they go from? Do they roll over?
They roll over like singular. Singular. Still
you could
around.
Take a year off of work.
Yeah,
they probably don't roll over.
I think
I
do
guess.
Legitimately.
Usually,
have,
like a little bit does.
So that means you're a sap. You got to start using those yeah, days.
Really I think I legit do have like 27 vacation days built up. Take
I,
a month off.
You
see how you suckers like it when I'm not here.
Just
I would
the
be a
weird challenge of like, well, see if you can survive without me. It's like, turns out we can.
Yeah, that's kind of.
You don't have to come back.
That's
it's
not
fine.
Even like a small fear of mine. Also, if I take like a significant vacation, they're just going to be like, what have you been doing? And I'm like, whoa, I do a lot.
I'm very important.
No, the site didn't burn down. I like take vacation.
I'm not bringing in these cubes I got for everybody.
And then I hack the site just to make it seem clear.
Like hack it so that the only person who knows the password is Eli Uden.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not you hacking it, of course.
Oh.
But yeah. I like to travel alone. I feel like it's hard if you're a lady, though. Like, if you don't speak the language and you try to go somewhere as a lady, it can be stressful.
At night?
Yeah, it's not cool.
Go take a plane at night as a single woman. That's
all those planes.
Yeah,
you can end up in that movie Red Eye.
What's that one? Oh,
that?
Wait, I remember that.
What's that?
Wasn't Rachel McAdams in that?
Yes, with Cillian Murphy.
Oh,
like
I hate
a,
that
he's
guy.
He's like a creep.
Yeah, he
I,
looks
that's
like
at
a creep.
Least like good casting for him because he does look like a creep.
Yeah,
he's
looks,
good though.
He's got one of those things where you're like, I know what your skull looks like. Fucking exactly.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like he's almost got like the Steve Buscemi thing where it's like. he's like handsome also, but also looks like a weird amphibian. Like,
yeah, he's like model good looking in the way that like models sometimes look interesting.
Yes, yeah. He's very interesting looking.
About Cillian Murphy.
Well, he's like, a fish man.
There's like, I mean, there's also like a not insignificant percentage of women who are like, Cillian Murphy is like insanely hot.
Super hot, yeah. I mean, he's like pretty, but it's in a weird way. It's again, I think Steve Buscemi is like a babe, and that's like the classic one that women like that men are like, I don't understand this.
Yeah, see, like the more hair he has, the better, because the less of his skull is.
Well, that's when he's got his Peaky Blinders haircut there.
Yeah, he looks like a little. He looks like a turtle. He looks like adult sexy Franklin the turtle.
Jesus Christ!
Man, ASF, baby.
That's what I'm doing for Halloween next year. I'm
adult sexy Franklin. Adult
Franklin slam.
Sexy Franklin.
Not expect to hear that.
They should do like a. Like, him is Franklin, and, like, Vin Diesel is, like, Caillou, and it's just, like, all the adult versions.
The adult sexy versions.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all ready to do some numbers
Let's
here?
Let's do numbers,
oh,
dude.
Oh, is Caillou how you say that? I've never heard that out loud until just now.
Yes.
Okay.
That bald fuck,
Patty
Caillou.
Just walking into a school, into a room of children. You guys love that Caillou?
Caillou?
Jamaican soup thing.
Caillou.
Callaloo.
Callaloo.
You guys love Jamaican soup, huh?
What's green bean? That's the, what song is that in?
Are you thinking of beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes?
No.
The best Shelby, Thanksgiving song?
I think of Lunch Lady.
It's in like a rap song. Or
Lunch
something.
Lady Land.
Somebody will tweet it at me. Tweet it at me.
Sloppy Joe.
Help me.
Sloppy Joe. Have you guys seen this Adam Sandler special, by the way?
I've watched part of it.
Everyone is saying
so
that it's amazing. I feel like I'm going insane. I have to see this.
I watched the first bit of it. It made me laugh very hard.
I'll have to watch it. I feel like this is the thing, though, is like I think that like Adam Sandler style humor has fallen out of fashion in a way that it now seems refreshing when someone is just very silly. So like I can see really liking Adam Sandler now.
It's pretty good. Like, but also it's his stand up and it's like more. It's not all like crazy faces. Like he does the voices, but there are like in their structure, some of the bits are just like fun, weird, absurdist bits that aren't dated to me.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, it's not like the material would be dated. I think people like, we stopped like being into that like style.
Yeah.
And it would have been dated. It's like how fashion comes back around. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like 5 years ago, that style would have seemed dated, but now it's been 10 years since it happened. Like, so it's like, oh, this is fun again.
And then he'll throw in like the Sandler voice, like right at the end, just to like top it off. And then that just makes me like feel good and nostalgic. Like the stomping grapes bit was funny to me. I enjoyed that.
Have you seen it?
I watched like literally a minute of it, and I was like, I'm not in the right mood for it. I didn't want to waste it when I wasn't like.
You're just saying you feel like you're going crazy because like who thought in 2018 people would be like, you got to see this Adam Sandler
special. Right, because I watched like the auto roll trailer they have on Netflix, and it's like him doing like the Sandler thing, but in slow-mo, like intercut with like stand-up stuff. And it's like, come on, no way.
Oh, he does. They have him doing that in slow-mo, but it's like part of the joke. But it's a good, it's like him, it starts off sounding like it's going to be, I'm not going to do the bit, but it starts off sounding like it's going to be like observational. He's like, you know those people who get to their house and they're like, oh, take off your shoes. And then he's like, no, take off your socks, roll up your pants. And then it just turns into, they're like, stomp the grapes. And then he throws in, then he's like, stomp with the grapes. And then I laugh very hard.
It was a
great time.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Let's do numbers now so that we have the Adam Sandler review portion over.
I watched that because it's I was going to watch Haunting of the Hill House. And it was an episode called The Bent Neck Lady. And I watched 30 seconds of it. And then I thought about the bent neck lady appearing. And I was like, I'm not going to watch this right now. In fact, I don't.
It's good. Recommend.
Yeah. I do like it. Number 5. Speaking of entertainment.
Whoa.
Number 5.
This podcast.
What's on everyone's mind in the world of entertainment? We just don't talk about it because obviously everyone is on the same page.
Right.
In that we are eagerly awaiting the next 4 guaranteed installments of the movie Avatar.
Oh, yeah, baby.
4 more.
When did
set and ready
first
to go.
One come out?
2009.
So there's 4 more of them, and they each take a long time
to
make.
So this is a now 40-year span of movies that are going to happen.
Many people die in a shorter amount of time.
Think about how different
Avatar
things
movie.
Felt in 2009.
Yeah.
Think about the tolerance of people for a, like, billion-dollar, I mean, like, $300 million movie that's 3D about, like, saving the environment.
Yeah.
Like, Woodrow Wilson
Obama had been elected and had just been inaugurated at some point prior to that. Everyone felt hopeful about
FBI
things.
Had just been formed.
Some other people, I guess, thought the Antichrist was running the government, but whatever. But it was just, I just feel like this is just nonsense that people do not have time for now, if they ever did.
Also, disco was on its way
out. Do you remember anything from Avatar?
Freedom was on its way in. 2009.
I never saw Avatar.
Oh, okay.
I saw it once, and that was enough.
I literally was like, it was on HBO Go, and I was like, huh, like maybe 3 months ago. And I just put it on, and I was like, I don't remember any of this. Like,
no one knows what happened in it. Yeah, no one knows what happened in it.
I mean, it's just Fern Gully or Dances with Wolves, depending on how you want to. But it's like the guy goes native, literally.
Yeah,
you know,
it's five movies about their continual quest for unobtainium.
Right.
Yeah.
That element that's hard to find.
Right.
Yeah. So what? Unobtainable. Okay. So the first one is just called Avatar, right? There's no like
Avatar
subtitle.
Avatar Classic.
Yeah.
Avatar Vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we got?
Original flavor.
Base expansion.
Originally, I believe it was going to be a trilogy. There were two sequels. And like, that's not unsurprising when a movie does really well. Yeah. It's like, we're going to make sequels.
And it's a big blockbuster,
like,
whatever.
But at some point, James Cameron was like, hey, look, guys, two's not going to cut it. I need four sequels. And
I need,
okay, James.
This story can only be told in...
Yeah.
What, like, 15 hours?
Yeah, James, sure. We'll get to the second two sequels. Maybe you want to do anything else in between? You know, we can work on something else. Maybe you want to do another movie that's not about, not Avatar, you know? Okay, well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
He wants
even
to fuck the
him.
Blue things.
Yeah.
That's the only... only explanation I can come up with is that he wants to fuck
the blue
things.
How is he so smitten with this fucking world? Anything that was like, you're going to have to make five of those, I'd be like, oh my God. Like, please don't.
He wants to fuck them.
Think about like your favorite thing to do or read or watch. And now someone being like, this is going to be the next 20 years of your life.
It's the good thing for me because all of those things for me involve Avatar.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited.
So give us the names. What are the names of the sequels? Because that's why this is in the news. The names of all the sequels have been released.
They don't make sense yet, but
surely they will.
Some of them make sense, I believe.
19 years from now.
Does this mean the
first sequel is coming out December 2020.
Okay, thank God.
So we're getting this in a lot of lead time,
years.
A lot of runway before this.
So
I'm going to be guy. I'm going to get sent an early cut of the fifth one because I'm dying. Request it like the Star Wars
God
guy.
Willing, we're going to be in the lame duck portion of the Donald Trump presidency. Think about how long from now that feels.
Fuck. Yeah, you're right. Jesus
December
Christ.
December 2020. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm going to have to watch Avatar. Cheer myself up.
So,
anyways.
Does this mean that he's written this whole story if they have the names already? Probably, right?
Yeah, I think they don't let authors do that anymore after George R. R. Martin.
Right.
it's fine.
They're also like really gripping, really successful multiple book, you know, series that have less than five movies about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like they couldn't make like all of the Lord of the Rings. They were like, we can get three movies out of this.
Yeah,
it's just
James
sheer,
Cameron's bullshit Blue Man shit. He's like five
group.
Movies.
I mean, it's
easy.
Absolutely just because it's James Cameron, like sheer force of will. He's probably spending his own money,
he's
his own production company,
billionaire. It's fine. So what are the names?
Okay, so after Avatar Vanilla, we got. I clicked on the picture of this Blue Man.
Can we name one Avatar character, by the way, before we start?
Jake.
That's good.
I mean, probably. Like,
they're called the Navi.
It's Jake Sully. It's Jake Sully.
Jake
it's
Sully.
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding
That's
me?
His name is Jake Sully.
We're getting five movies about a dude
Jake
named
Sully.
Jake Sully.
I don't know
why,
if they're all sequels
ain't no
or if there's
donuts in this Avatar.
If there's prequels,
Hey, buddy.
Jake Sully just throwing a full beer at the World Series trophy.
Nature, we're wicked rude to nature, kid.
Have y'all seen? I know he's bad, but y'all have seen that Casey Affleck Dunkin' Donuts?
It's so fucking good.
It's like brilliant and perfect in every way. My favorite like touch in it is when he shows the phone and the screen's all cracked. It's so perfect.
There's also like I watched it. I literally just watched it a couple times in a row like 2 days ago. And then posted it in like some of my group chats, like the ones where I won't get yelled at because Casey Affleck's in it.
Right. He's bad. Like, he's awful, but like, goddamn, that is a good
hold
sketch.
Hold on. And then the best one was like, I watched it with subtitles, which I hadn't before. So there's like little stuff that I didn't notice, like when he's in this argument with the Dunkin' Donuts guy about because he's smoking through the doorway.
Right, right.
And the like, manager's like, it's coming through the crack. He's like, it's not coming through the crack. Are we just going to watch it?
Let's not.
Yeah. Too many videos.
Look it up.
Like, check it out.
It's good. Anyway.
Anyways, the title of the Avatar movies. Avatar Vanilla is gone. That's done. Avatar 2 is Avatar The Way of Water. So that, you know, you can be like, it's like Water World.
Uh-huh.
It's the shape of anything you put it in.
Yeah. That's its way.
It's the shape of water. Avatar The Shape of Water. Then it's Avatar The Seed Bearer. So I guess that's about somebody
who's about coming.
Yeah. The Seed Bearer.
Yeah.
That's just another one of those stupid things you post on Twitter, like the Seed Bearer.
That's a display name if I've ever heard one. Yeah. The Seed Bearer.
I'll change mine after the recording.
This is Avatar 4.
That's when you're not doing No Nut November. You're the Seed Bearer.
No, if you are doing No Nut November, you're the Seed Bearer.
Well, I guess you bear it, yeah.
You're not... You bury it.
You're not spilling it.
That's real No Nut November. You bury it in your backyard. Patty's upset.
Okay.
We live in New York. We got no backyard.
What's the fourth Avatar
The fourth
movie?
One is the Tolkien Rider.
I'm sorry, the what?
The Tolkien Rider. I assume we'll find out what a Tolkien is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar
like
with Tolkien.
T-U-L-K-U-N?
No. T-U-L... Wait, yeah. I thought you spelled Tolkien. I thought you said spelled J.R.R. Tolkien for some reason.
No, I figured it was like a dumb version of that. Where
you
it's
figured
like,
it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, T-U-L-K-U-N is right. I guess we'll find out what that is
in 2026.
We'll all be dead by then.
And then the last
now,
one is
2028.
Avatar, The Quest for Awa.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
I believe Awa is like the spirit of like the planet or something. It's like Gaia type thing.
Got it.
Because like, there's like the tree, and they all jack into the tree because they all have those ponytails.
God damn it. I just like, watch
all the Avatar things are like US. They're like have like a USB thing. They plug into like animals and
you're
and the
talking
trees.
About you talking about
each other. I don't know. It's not
that
clear.
Is they do it to each other from what I know. The only thing I know about Avatar is people were like, so they fuck with that thing, right? Like that's all I know.
Their ponytails like
they
attach.
Like dock.
They have they have
jack
a,
into
like
the
a USB-C. Like that's like USB where they never get it in the right way the first time. They have to keep switching it.
What are we talking about? Avatar or the porn parody of To Kill a Mockingbird where Boo Radley jacks into the tree?
Wow. I would. Okay. A porn parody of To Kill a Mockingbird is a horrible concept.
To kill a fucking bird.
I mean, the accusations at the root of the of To Kill a Mockingbird are basically interracial porn the way it currently is.
I used to have a joke about that. used to have a fucking joke about watching interracial porn and being like, this is the plot of To Kill a Mockingbird.
95% of the porn parody is exactly the same.
Harper Lee's a freak.
It's the same
it's
movie,
bad.
But then Boo Radley jerks off in a tree, and that's the only part
that's the only part
porn.
That's different.
Yeah,
I feel like that part
good.
Was implied in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, he was weird.
He's very weird.
It was weird.
This guy's pretty weird. So, this Boo Radley guy?
Guys, I don't want to call this too early, but I think we got to release a special edition of the podcast, a bonus episode when Avatar The Quest for Awa comes out.
Yeah, when I'm 50.
Yeah, when we're
we'll have to
65.
Do a reunion. We've all had falling outs due to creative differences, but don't worry, in this future we are all incredibly independently successful.
Yeah, that,
and this
still
is
doing
like
comedy
our
for sure.
Yeah.
In
20 and this
years.
Is our people listen to this podcast like it's like the Mr. Show, like, oh, this is the genesis of like all of these people who like no longer speak. And then we'll come back and we'll do Avatar.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of these do you think are actually guaranteed? They're filming 2 and 3. 4 and 5 to me is just like someone's like, yeah, and like patting James Cameron on the head. Like, yeah, buddy.
Praying he dies first.
That like, almost sounds like an Adam Sandler thing. Like, the quest for yeah. You can't see all the hands.
All the Adam Sandler hands.
Yeah, but you know the Adam Sandler. You know, he does like the kissy
the
face and then shakes the hands, you know.
Yeah.
It's
a good, I haven't watched the whole thing.
Is it like the CDs?
It's very enjoyable.
Because the CDs are still fun.
He does good songs too. They're like fun. And I do not like most musical comedy. They're like, a lot of them are like 2 lines. Like a lot of them actually are short. And I listen to them and I'm like, these are like funny songs that like, you'd hear people like sing in a bar, like
that's
like
beautiful.
An old school,
like an
you
old
know?
A drinking. Gym.
Yeah.
Like the Coors Light Wingman song.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
From that one commercial.
I don't
he
know
also
it.
Does a
no?
Very very.
Shelby's
good,
got it.
As
Shelby knows.
As someone with a bearded dad, do either of your dads have beards?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Did your dad ever shave his beard?
Yes.
he does this
big mistake.
Great, you gotta watch it. It's very good. He does this such a good impression of you're like a dad walking out of the bathroom right after shaving his beard off and being very vulnerable.
That's a good just premise. Like, hey. Okay, you have to stop spoiling right. premises
it's
from
good.
Adam Sandler.
It's worth watching.
Let's do number four.
Adam Sandler, The Quest for AWOC. Coming soon. Yeah. My Last Slam, Do Not Attempt.
Adam Sandler.
Avatar, My Last Slam. Do Not Attempt.
That's a callback to a bonus episode. That should replace, like, all sequel, like, Electric Boogaloo, whatever. My Last yeah. Slam. Ugh. My Last Slam, underscore, colon,
do
subtitle,
not
Do Not Attempt.
The Haunting at Hill House 2, Our Last Slam, The Last Slam.
Oh. Number four.
Yeah, I bet right. people are enjoying that.
See, there are at least 40 people that thought that was
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Okay?
If you don't think that was funny, you're
subscribe.
Just... Subscribe. You're just missing out.
The episode is called My Last Slam.
It is.
So check it out.
I'm not sure if Do Not Attempt is on there. We probably should have put it in there for liability purposes.
Yeah, that's true.
As any time you talk about The Last Slam, you need to make sure.
The Last Slam.
That song, Last Dance, is just Last Slam.
Save last The Last Slam. Slam.
Do Not Attempt. do not Attempt... To dance, to dance with someone across socioeconomic lines. Do not attempt.
You guys like that cartoon Avatar, The Last Slam?
All right, so number four. This is a Florida man story, which they're getting a little less funny now because I think there have been two attacks. Wasn't the bomber was in Florida.
Bad
I think the
stuff.
Yoga studio was in Florida too, right?
Yeah, bad yeah. stuff's happening.
So Florida
man's
Florida getting
man.
A little bit less funny.
Which we've also that's something we now do on this podcast. Like we had a story before we started, and we just had to be like, okay, well if the guy died, we're not going to do
yeah.
it. Figure out if he died or not.
Yeah,
he didn't die, so stick around for the bonus episode yeah, yeah. where we yeah, will talk about him.
It's the guy from The Last Slam. So this is a Pensacola man arrested for barging into home seeking someone to fight him. So this guy was really on one.
He was trying to gain XP.
Drunken. Yeah, pretty much. Drunken, shirtless man allegedly barged into several Pensacola homes looking for a fight before running into a fence and knocking himself out. Now,
this is
actually a video game.
Right. This is Crank. That's what Crank is.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell.
He needed to keep his adrenaline levels up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now he did punch a couple people and stuff, which is not great.
So
but
did anyone accept ideal. His challenge, or was he just, like, mad and punched them?
I mean, I'm trying to imagine, like, the scenario where it's like, I'm fucking pissed, let's fight, and someone's like, yeah, all right, you asshole.
I mean, men are very stupid.
That's true.
I can see it happening.
I keep imagining, like, it's like a dad opening the door, and, like, you can see his family at dinner
hello?
In the background. It's like, hello? Like,
yeah.
Oh, you want to fight? No.
They're all sitting down to a nice roast.
Yeah.
I like imagining that the guy who wants to fight, like, rings the doorbell.
Yeah.
Like, waits.
Just, like, standing there, yeah.
like,
legs are shifting.
He yeah, only like, fights you if you accept, though. If you accept. God damn it.
Like,
that's
he's like a vampire.
It's like, you're like, hello? He's like, I want to fight. You want to fight? And the guy's like, not right now. He's like, all right. See you later. Like, just like stalks off across the
lawn. Let me know
if
you want to fight later, though.
Yeah, he did not take it well. He damaged a ladder and the exterior door of a residence after he punched a woman, which is not great.
Man, he was taking all comers.
So
he wasn't looking for a fair fight.
The opening salvo was punching a woman in the side of the head who was sitting outside her house, just sitting outside her house.
Damaged a ladder. What
so
is this
I don't know what damaging
your
a ladder
mom?
Is. He allegedly fell through the open front door of the house.
I don't get it. Is it because moms are fat, like a
yeah,
fat joke?
Yeah, like damaged a ladder. What is she, your mom? That's because your mom be like, she'd be so fat, she'd split a ladder like a zipper down the middle.
I'm glad you not only tried to go for an unaccepted high five, but then also explained.
Well, I didn't think anybody would know about it because it's not visible.
Well, I'm sorry I ratted you out.
If you... All right.
I feel like the mom fat jokes have to be now, like... more mass than the earth, like some weird science story, and yeah. then it's okay to do the fat jokes because it's like obviously insanely hyperbole.
But Anyone splitting a ladder like a zipper is pretty funny.
And they have one leg on each side, and they're like, whoa!
They're on stilts.
Yeah.
All right, well, this guy didn't do that, from what I can tell. I can get some more detail from the Pensacola News Journal here. He fell through the open front door of a different house.
Love it.
One of the residents grabbed
tried to knock and missed.
Grabbed a hammer and ordered him to leave. They had just had a hammer lying around. Mm-hmm. And he allegedly left the trailer park yelling he would, quote, come back and burn the trailer down. Well,
wow. So
that's one neighborhood he's left. Now he goes to an apartment complex and starts knocking on the door. When the resident answered.
He's covering some ground.
Yeah. This guy allegedly began yelling at the resident to, quote, fight him. The resident closed and locked the door, which seems like a sane move.
No,
he allegedly started ramming the door with his shoulder, causing damage to the door and frame. He then walked in through a closed but unlocked door of another apartment.
I said closed locked door, and I was like, this guy's a ghost.
He yelled for two male occupants to fight him. He started chasing them around a table, unable to catch them, threw a lamp at them and missed. He then grabbed a slice of pizza. This guy's really...
He's expending a lot of energy, I get it.
Before chasing one of the victims into a bedroom and snatching a landline phone from a victim to 911, swung the phone at them several times. This guy's really going... Just because he's like wants to fight? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, what?
Imagine, like, you're hanging out at your house, you're watching Avatar, let's say.
Yeah.
Just on your couch, it's Sunday afternoon, you're maybe taking a nap.
I'm watching football, but I'm watching Avatar on my phone during the commercial breaks.
And a man storms in and starts chasing you around your own apartment, demanding to be fought.
You're watching the hit drama series 911. You're like, I know what to do. And then you go try 911, and he stops you. But then he chased the man outside and around the apartment complex. He ran into a chain link fence, knocking it down and passing out on top of it. So that's
beautiful.
The end. This is my favorite little detail here. Deputies arrived on scene to find Norman unresponsive and seemingly under the influence of alcohol.
Seemingly.
Yeah.
They were able to handcuff him without further incident. This is the best part.
He didn't
part.
Even fight the cops?
This is the best part. Though he allegedly made vague threats to deputies during his arrest. So he's like too tired. He's like, I'll kick your ass. So he allegedly made vague
tough.
Threats to deputies. So, this guy really...
Oh, he looks...
What do you think set this off? I mean, he looks like a guy who would do this, to be fair.
Did you ever play The Logical Journey of the Zumbinis?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like a real thing to me.
He looks like a Zumbini. Shelby's nodding.
Shelby is, like, pretty
Shelby,
good.
Pull
Shelby
up
gets
Zumbinis.
Every reference.
Shelby gets all the deep cuts.
Show me a Zumbini.
So, for our listeners...
Just an image of Zumbini.
For our listeners who don't play Zumbinis... This man has the 90s Caesar haircut with these separated strands of bangs with like a ton of product in
there. That's a Zumbini. Look at him.
I don't see the connection.
And he has a chin strap with everything but the mustache. And he even has like manicured like the connectors at the corners of his lips that don't go connect to anything because the mustache is gone.
Yeah.
And he
has the Backstreet Boy.
And he has the little stripe in the middle, like middle of the lip going.
You know
down.
Who he looks like? He looks like Tony Soprano's son. Anthony. He looks like Anthony Soprano.
A middle ages field worker. Or like Van Helsing's like very dumb brother.
I don't know. All I'm seeing is AJ Soprano.
I would like some details on if he's shirtless. I'm going to assume shorts, right?
Oh yeah, cargo shorts.
What kind of shorts?
Cargo shorts.
Those plaid
the plaid board
something
shorts.
You'd buy at like PacSun.
Yeah.
PacSun's fighting department.
There's Daniel Ralston had a viral post a couple years ago that was a pair of those like tan plaid like shorts from like Hurley or one of those.
Yeah.
The official shorts of yelling at your girlfriend in public.
Oh yeah. You know what they should do? I wish that a clothing company like Izod or something would sponsor like a cage fighter and they made them fight in like a polo, like in like a nice clothes.
I was just listening to a podcast the other day. It's called Virtual Pros. It's very good if you like wrestling. But they were watching apparently A Bathing Ape had a wrestling promotion briefly, and they were like, "What
Your mom
would...
had a wrestling promotion? See, there we go.
There we go."
What did she do? Split a ladder?
My ex-wife had a wrestling promotion.
Wow, I didn't know she started a clothing line.
But they were talking about what the funniest clothing line to sponsor like a wrestling promotion would be, and they came up with Eddie Bauer Pro Wrestling. Everybody's just in half zips.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's in a half zip sweatshirt. Quarter zip even.
Oh yeah, quarter crazy. Zip.
These guys are all extremely gassed very easily.
Super.
Before
it's all just dads. It's great.
Before we, this is not going to be relatable. Before we go to the next one.
Oh, here we go, baby.
You're talking about 911, that show. That looks bad. You know what else looks bad? This has been advertised. It's like advertised on whatever football games I've been watching. Some show called The Resident. And I don't know what it is, but there's been 2 weeks in a row where they've been doing like sneak peeks of the next episode. And as far as I can tell, this show is about a man who is not a doctor at a hospital who insists on operating on people and keeps killing them. And like every week they're like, he's like, they don't have time. We got to go in. And
is
then
he like supposed to be a sympathetic character or is he like a villain?
No, it's like, it I think he's supposed to be like, maybe like a resident. I don't know a lot about like medical school stuff. It's like resident student.
Oh yeah. He's doing like, a residency at a,
yeah. And he's like not supposed to be operating. Right. I think they're trying to make it like, he's just trying to do the right thing. But I've seen 2 episode previews in which he's killed someone and they're still like, you can't do this. And I'm like, yeah, you really like,
yeah,
you
should.
You have a terrible track record.
I'm not on his side.
Like it's both of them have been like someone on a gurney and they're like, we got to get them to the ER. And he's like, we don't have time. And like cutting into them. And he's killed 2 people. It feels
Does
like
he have like is there, he must is there be some reason
kicked out of your program?
Is there some reason other than like his general sort of like
maybe he got like demoted? I don't really know. Like I said, I've only seen the commercials.
You've seen 30 seconds.
I'm not gonna watch it. That's not how
I'm I thought you were talking about that show where it's like, hey, if you're one of the doctors in this facility who's like worried about billing, you know, so we get paid, you're fired. Okay, we're here to help patients.
Oh yeah,
like New Amsterdam or something. Is that one? Yeah. There's always like these crops of new medicals. I was like, this guy's working outside the system.
The Good
Look
Doctor,
out.
Which is like Doogie Howser, but it's like serious.
I haven't watched a doctor show since like House 10 years ago. That was the only one I
House
ever watched.
House was on for it feels like forever.
Yeah, it was on. It was on forever. I used to watch it with my parents. And I rewatched a little bit of it. Hoo boy does not hold up.
Really?
Very bad. It's
But it was always like a procedural. It was like easy to watch like hours of
It's like
it's like a Law and Order.
Whoa, this guy's not like any doctor I've been to.
It's more like that kind of stuff like really doesn't hold up. Like a lot of his like funny curmudgeonly stuff is like painfully unfunny. As someone who like loves Hugh Laurie and like liked that show, don't go back. It's not good.
Why don't you suck my ass, doctor? It's like that.
It's like very racist. It's extremely racist. Huh. And it's like, I get because that character, you're not supposed to like him. He's not supposed to be like that charming. But it's just like bad. It's really bad.
House. Yeah. It's racist now.
Yeah. Watch out if you
check
make
it out. If you're racist, check it out.
Give it a shot. Number 3. Number 3. is more entertainment, all entertainment news here. It's unfortunately not about Avatar, The Quest for AWA.
God damn it.
But as everyone knows, we discussed...
But it is about Adam Sandler, folks! Yeah,
get in there. that almost sounded... I thought that was the soundboard.
That was just me.
No,
that will be on the soundboard, absolutely. So, that and your Alex Jones are just the noises of the soundboard.
So as the true gamers... Who else on the podcast know? We talked about the Cowboy game last week. Came out. Big game. Red Dead Redemption 2 is out. And it's affecting more than people's gaming habits. Because in addition to that, people have been jerking off to cowboy porn like there is no tomorrow. According to like Pornhub, I think maybe tweeted it out or something. But according to their statistics...
Just happened to notice. I don't like that. I don't like follow them or check it out or anything.
Yeah, I follow Pornhub Insights.
I just happen to... Look, I didn't... It's fine. It's fine.
I only read it for the insights, for the social.
This guy loves insights.
Yeah.
I honestly, I find porn analytics genuinely fascinating.
Yeah?
I really
See
do.
See what people are up to?
Yeah, I think like... I don't want to know... This is... I don't want to know anyone's individual porn keywords. I feel like that is like... Everyone should take that to their grave. Like, no one, you don't ever need to tell anyone. But in aggregate, I find it very interesting.
Yeah. Like, once it's, when there's no like direct connection to it, you're like, it's easier to be like, oh, a lot of people like to do that more than like, oh, Fred likes that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to know your categories, but like, I like to know generally what the categories are.
Yeah.
But anyway, cowboy porn.
So, right after it was released, the searches for cowboy porn, which I guess includes like anything where you're searching like Wild West dick or whatever, went up by 745%. So that is, I would not say it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
That seems like a genuine, quite large spike.
So somebody's just like playing the video game and it's like, oh man, it's like she looks like a hard life back then. Well, time to see these people fuck.
Yeah.
Are there like, is the game like titillating at all? Are there like babes in it?
Like, not really. Like, for Rockstar even, like, because they make like Grand Theft Auto and stuff, like, not really.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you further than me in it? It's like,
no.
Like, you can get like a premium bath. Like a woman washes you, but it's
oh,
not
man.
Sexual.
Love, yeah, get a wash tub.
I would love a porno that's just a Wild West bath. That's yeah.
Finally,
I'd watch that.
Wash tubs.
They're making a comeback.
Yeah.
We'll have to get washed.
It's just a cowboy this, like, on a porn site tapping in wash tub.
Blows the dust off the laptop keys.
Lady fucked in the wash tub.
I find this, like, very wholesome. I think this is, like, really sweet.
It's fun. Yeah. It's not, like, well, you know, that's not, like, a crazy one. It's, like, Wild West is, like, sure, yeah, that's fun.
I like a theme sometimes.
Mix up your pornography.
Yeah.
Throw it in a, you know, try a couple different time periods out.
I wonder if there's any good cowboy porn. I do feel like, this is also interesting to me, because I feel like cowboy, like, Wild West is more of, like, a thing in, like, the erotic imagination of, like, straight women. Like, you have, like, cowboy. Like, that's, like, a stripper archetype, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where,
it's, like,
so,
a
like,
fireman or something.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we're just talking village people now, but it's yeah. It counts. Like, yeah, cowboy. Like, that's, like, a masculine, like, I was going to say avatar, but we already talked about that. But, like, it's interesting that, like, I'm presuming that it's mostly dudes searching out
yeah.
Wild West porn.
In fact, it's proportionately men are 1,165% more likely
to be into cowboy porn.
That
is an
incredible number. yeah. I mean, I guess it's just like you spend all, you're like, oh, you know, I think it's more of like a, because playing Red Dead, I don't want to go too deep in this, but playing it is like you're very, like, that's a big thing, is it's like so open that you're like, oh, I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, they want to keep that going.
Right. It's like, I can't fuck in this game, but I'm still in cowboy mode.
Yeah.
I'll see
yeah,
what
yeah.
that's like.
Engage cowboy mode. Porn up.
But speaking of like porn insights and stuff, something that is incredibly, I don't want to say disturbing because that sounds like kink shaming, but like, I feel like women don't get enough credit for how, like, fucked up we are, because the popular with women category on Pornhub is a nightmare. It's,
I have,
like,
not seen it.
It's interesting. Like, it's very interesting.
It's like husband leaves toilet seat down.
Yep, classic.
Husband puts socks in hamper.
It's just videos of people shopping. It's that's all it is.
Shoes on sale.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot of, that? Like, old young, like, old men and, like, really young women, which is, like, it's just, like, surprising to me. Like, it's not what I'm particularly into. Yeah, yeah, like, just, I don't know. Just, you learn a lot from...
Everything's stepmoms now, which is very normal.
Yeah, yeah. There's
very
a...
Very normal comment on how society's going.
Well, the stepmom stuff is, like...
I tweeted...
It seems clear that stepmom stuff is,
mom.
Like, hey, are you, like, maybe into incest, but, like, don't want to admit it to yourself?
Here's
step parents and step sister and step brother, like shit like that.
I tweeted about this a while ago, and Matt Crispin was like, I think the incest porn trend is just a sign of the death of culture, where it's like you won't even leave your house to fuck. Like, there's nothing new under the sun. It's you just of the people yeah. in your home. Like, culture is dead. Fuck your family.
Yeah. The worst is, like, sometimes there's, I used to like kind of a bit about it, but it's like there's like a video and, you know, like, stuff is not labeled the way it's, like, it's not like the official title on the sites and
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
And then you're just like, oh, both of the people in this are attractive. This seems like it'll be a good time. And then, like, as it starts heating up, one of them just like, are you sure we are, like, brother and sister?
It's
and you're
it's
like,
such a bummer.
Oh, no.
It's such
and
a bummer.
My bit was like that they should make it so that both people, like, the dialogue should be like, we are sister and brother. If you're into that, if you're not, we're not. We're just actors. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry.
We don't even
don't
know each other.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Ismail Lufti?
Yeah.
Know him? He's very funny. I saw him last night and he had a joke about how he was like, I'm such a romantic that I was watching porn and there was a video called like Slut Fucks Boyfriend and Best Friend, and I thought it was going to be one guy. funny.
Someone has a really great joke about, like, because we were talking about interracial porn, that, like, I remember who pointed it out, but I wish I remember. It was so good. It was just, like, one of those things where it was, like, do you ever notice that, like, non-interracial porn?
Yeah, it's all verses.
It's all
right?
Verses. Yeah. Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
Fuck, whose bit is that?
It's...
I've definitely heard that bit.
Maybe it's more famous than I thought if we all know
it. Might just be somebody we all know. Yeah. But, yeah.
It's just so... It's such, like, such a great observation.
Have you ever noticed like, non-porn, like, streaming on those sites? Like it's another venue for piracy. So, like...
Yeah.
Like, a major studio would be, like, less likely to go trawling, you know, like Red Tube or something, mm-hmm. for like a Black Panther upload. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one I'm thinking of. There was the movie Black Panther was just like on the front page or whatever.
That rules.
Or like one time I saw the Stone Cold Steve Austin. There's like a Stone Cold Steve Austin theme. It was just like, just like his entrance video. Like,
I did come across an account that was all wrestling videos, but labeled as if it was porn. It would be like
sweaty man. Yeah.
Yeah. Like destroyed by a giant Samoan or something. it was a lot. It was pretty funny.
It's like they get by it. It's like that, the absolute legend of the guy that illegally streamed like a UFC fight on Twitch
because
he just put up a video of him like playing with a controller with the fight in the background. So if anybody was scrolling by, like, oh, he's playing UFC.
Genius. Love it. But get off to that cowboy porn, guys. I do need to go on my soapbox rant about how No Nut November is bad and you should just nut when you need to.
Can we really do that?
People really do that.
That's stupid.
Yeah. It's bad. Like, no one wants to hang out with someone who's that, like, you're going to be unpleasant.
Yeah.
If you don't, just listen to your body.
Turn yourself into a time bomb.
Right?
Sounds awful.
It's bad. Anyway, I'm assuming our listeners are smart enough to try to
jack
off
regularly. It's at odds with the goal of Movember.
Yeah, it's prostate month.
You're supposed to clean that shit out every once in a while.
That's the slogan of Movember.
Yeah. Movember, grow a mustache and crank it out.
Crank it out. Clean the pipes.
Clean the pipes.
Movember is one of the other things. It's like, it's nice.
Nobody calls it a mo. Nobody's ever called a mustache a mo in history. They
made
it's just
up.
Like, okay, like, I get that it's for a good thing, but don't just give, like, a bunch of guys who are, like, kind of want a mustache but are too insecure to grow it to be like, it's Movember. Unless it looks good. Does it look good? Do you guys like it? Maybe I'll
try it. I don't know. I feel like that is actually the one decent thing about Movember is it allows for facial hair experimentation for the cowardly. I think that's, like, a good thing.
Mm. I would say it's the money for the charity stuff.
On stage last night, I was talking about Movember, and I wasn't... It was one of those things where it was like, you know, sometimes you go on stage, and you don't know what the fuck is going to come out when you start a premise.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my premise ended with, Movember is stupid because I want more old men to die of prostate cancer, and no one laughed. And I was like... I get why.
I can't really connect the dots on that, so it must have been quite a journey.
Well, that's what it's for. It raises money to, like, raise awareness for prostate cancer.
I also bet guys who have mustaches normally hate Movember.
Yeah.
Be like,
it's like church on Christmas.
It's like amateur hour. It's like St. Patrick's Day or whatever. Oh, look at all these guys trying to mustache.
Nice mustache.
How did we get started talking about mustaches?
Dude, I don't know. We've been on number 3 for...
Yeah, let's keep going.
It started with cowboy porn, so mustaches aren't that far.
Oh, that's... Yeah, all right.
We can, like, reverse engineer our way back into saying this wasn't a tangent, but...
It was. Number two. This is a pretty simple and yet horrifying story. I feel like it's concise. It gets to the point. This kind of went around on Twitter, but I'm looking at the New York Post, who helpfully titled this, Heathen Eats Soup Directly from Supermarket Hot Bar.
Heathen.
I like Heathen. It's a nice switch up from the classic, you know, like the John Mulaney bit, like your bozos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your goofs or whatever. I like Heathen. But yeah, it's just a video of someone at like a Whole Foods slurping soup out of the soup container at a hot bar, just standing over it.
Yeah. And it's like, it's perfect because it's like, you don't want one of these to be like weirdo, and then you see it and you're like, oh, that person's probably just like got some problems.
Yeah, no, this is like a normal looking man.
It's like an affluent looking man. He has like a little scarf and shit, if it's the video I'm thinking of.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah, he has like a Patagonia vest and a scarf on, and he's just fucking sipping goddamn Italian wedding soup or whatever, like, yeah, out of the ladle.
It looks like, if based on his appearance, I would assume the rationale for this is not some kind of mental illness or anything. It's like, oh, well, the bowl is wasteful and I want to help the environment, so I'm just going to eat it out of the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that seems to be more
It's like,
his vibe.
It really feels like it's one of those things where it's just like, oh, you've never, it's like, did your butler just die and you had to go to, yeah, the grocery store for the first time?
He could be like a Robert Durst. I see Robert Durst vibes in this.
Yeah, no. The guy is very Dursty. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely.
Robert Durst would do this.
Yeah. I mean, what this guy has done is definitely worse than what Robert Durst did.
Yeah. I think that's clear for everyone.
Oh, we're all on the same page about that.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because the first thing I thought was like, well, because there's footage of like Robert Durst like peeing in a convenience store. And that was like my first analogy. And then I was like, oh, right, murders. Yeah. He did murders. Yeah. Yeah.
It's also funny to imagine it, because it's like the ladles at like a Whole Foods, they're so long.
They're big.
You know? He like really had to reach it up like he's going to rebound and then like tip a little soup into his mouth.
Why didn't the person confront him, you know?
Yeah. You don't take pictures of that. You
hey,
do
what the
something.
Fuck, man? That guy, what's the guy going to do? Pull a gun on you? Like, well, maybe, actually.
Spit soup at you.
Spit hot soup in your face. Yeah.
Like a Dilophosaurus.
Yeah. Exactly. His scarf comes up like a big collar around his mouth, and then he spits hot soup in your face.
They got to get rid of all that soup. The employees hate it.
His soup glands are full.
Go to redo. There's so many stupid. There's like
he
weird.
Was just, he had to refresh his soup glands. It was an emergency.
There's so much stupid. There's so many stupid rules about that. Like when I worked at Trader Joe's or whatever, you know, there's like organic apples and non-organic apples.
Mm-hmm.
If you get like, literally, if you like, or if a customer puts non-organic apples like in the organic one, mm-hmm, you have to fucking toss the entire thing.
What?
You like can't sell it as, you can't, because you can't sell it as organic.
Is organic like kosher in
no,
some way that I don't know about?
No, organic has thing, like very little, if, I don't know if it has any like actual guidelines to it. Like it's very.
For produce it does.
Made
for
of
some
carbon.
Stuff it doesn't. But like, but so what happens though is that the apples are no longer organic because they've had something with pesticides or whatever,
like
in
rub
them.
Up on the,
and then
skin.
Also they can't just label them like, oh, these are non-organic because they haven't been treated with the pesticides.
Oh shit!
So
yeah.
it I asked about it, and it's like if it really has to happen, you know, like at least I think they'd probably donate to somebody. Like they don't just like
so.
Toss it.
That's fucking
but
crazy.
Like, basically, it's like that thing where they're like, that's the rule, so if it happens, like, make sure. Like,
yeah.
But it's like, I'm not going to fucking toss out, like, an...
Right.
I'm talking about, like,
I've
60
never,
apples.
I've never seen anybody, like... I've seen a lot of people, like, they'll pick up, like, an apple and then see organic apples and put down the apple and pick it. Like, I feel like you find that a lot, and I've never seen anybody be like, well, time to cart this off.
Yeah, it would just have... You'd have to be, like, crazy strict, like really, like... rules nerd.
So what we're saying is don't throw the soup out that this guy double dipped in.
Yeah,
well, maybe throw the, I don't know, throw him out for sure.
No, yeah. definitely throw the soup out.
Was there any follow-up on the story? Did we get who this guy is? This guy should be drummed out of society.
He really should. So it appears the video was from Reddit. It seems to be a Chicago-based chain of grocery stores. So there's like some detective work, but nobody knows who the guy is. I agree, we need to find him. Also, like, again, maybe I'm straying too close to talking about old men dying of prostate cancer, but like, if we get the wrong guy, like, I'm not that worried about guys that look like this getting drummed out of society.
Yeah,
like well off looking, like affluent white guys. Like, if we misidentify him, I'm not super worried about it.
Yeah, I just want to see his apartment. I want to study him.
Just like a New York Times op-ed, I'm the soup guy.
Experience. Yeah. Like the lady, the kid that pulled the sword out of the lake.
One of those specials, like on network TV, like how did this happen? Like what? How did we get here?
Right.
Like to soup sip. Man.
Again, I want the jinx about this guy. I want a 6-part documentary.
Yeah.
And then I want him to confess to it in the bathroom while he's burping.
Yeah.
And he burps and his burps smell like Italian wedding soup. That's all it's got.
I shouldn't have that soup.
A little chicorina.
Ooh, I like some chicorina. Yeah. I almost got soup before I came here. I went to this coffee shop around the corner.
They didn't have soup.
it said
they're out of soup.
It said soup of the day, and I was like, "What's the soup of the day?" And she was like, "There's no soup today. The soup of the day was nothing."
Oh, well, are you today is go to hell. Yeah.
I was hoping you got fooled by one of those like funny, you know, like announcement boards outside of coffee shops, like soup of the day, coffee,
bean
and
water.
And you're like, "Your soup, please." And I'm like, "This doesn't happen." What?
I'm a little insulted that you think I would get tricked by a sign.
Excuse me, bartender. What's this whiskey soup I see outside? I've never had it. It sounds delightful.
Oh man, that just reminded me. We're in hot toddy season now. Oh, I gotta get a hot toddy soon.
Isn't that just like hot whiskey? What
is
that?
Yeah, it's great. It's like bourbon, honey, lemon, and hot water. I like
it. That sounds bad.
No, it's good.
All right.
What do you think? What do you think of hot toddies?
I think it's fine. I think we're not really in that season yet, though, because it's like 50 degrees.
It's not that cold.
Hanging on to, it's very annoying. It was like 65 and raining this week.
Yeah.
What is that? Get
we're
that out of
here. We're hopefully entering
get
into it, though.
Beat it.
I like it. Get a little cinnamon stick in there. It's yeah. Nice.
Should
nice.
Drown that guy in the soup thing.
Just like so hot whiskey. Guy.
Just like.
That's your sentence.
Just grab him by the hair and just slam him in there.
We need to get him hooked up with the Florida man and, you know, have a fight.
Yeah, that's how we settle
fight
this. Him.
We have all of the characters from all the stories this week. James Cameron.
James Cameron can make a
guy
movie
who
about
searched
it.
Cowboy porn.
James Cameron can make 50 movies about it.
Yeah.
Soup man versus drunk fighter.
I feel like if somebody wants to like fight a lot for no reason, getting sent to jail is not the worst thing that could happen to you. You're like, well, this is my kind of hotel. Avatar.
Oh, I don't want to fight you guys. Oh, I just wanted to fight people that I knew were not expecting to fight. Not, oh boy, yeah. Not out here in the yard.
Whoops.
That's not what I heard you like fighting people. It's like, no, sir, you must have me confused with someone else. Please don't murder me. Thank you.
What are you in here for? I tried to fight a town.
A whole town.
A whole town. Like, okay.
So if you're looking for a fight, we can help with that. It's like, I'm going to stay in here.
I was looking for a fight with a whole town, not a whole jail.
Yeah,
different.
I'm going to read my stories that I have. I got these comics. It's fine. All right. Let's finish this off here.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
All right. You probably are expecting this if you're online at all. If not, this will be very weird, and you may have read about it and not had any idea what's going on. But it's Jacob Wall, guys. It's everyone's favorite weird, like, parasite clinging to the underbelly of the president or whatever.
He's like a remora.
Yeah.
He's just sucked on there.
So he's – I'm trying to explain it, like, just to kind of – prefaces with who this guy is. I believe he's still 20 years old. Like, I think
wow.
Because they say 20 years old. I don't know if he was 20 before. I think he's just 20 now. But
it's always been 20.
His original pitch was like, he's like a teenage hedge fund genius. Like, that's like his
wunderkind.
Yeah. And then it turns out he was just cheating his clients and full of shit. And he got banned.
So he's like, he was trying to be like a Doogie Howser guy, but he's really just the resident.
Yeah, he was investigated by like, it was the NEX Capital, NEX Capital Management. It was, he said a bunch of stuff that he shouldn't have said, kind of, and he gave some kind of unbalanced commentary, I guess. I'm not really sure what the violations were. Basically, like, the only people who would be in a position to say if this guy's a crook or not were like, you're a crook, so stop doing this.
Sure.
You're not allowed to do this anymore.
So he's been banned from securities trading.
Yeah, so he was a con teen. He was a rare – he didn't even get to be a man before he was a con.
Okay, so now I like him, so please tell me why I shouldn't like him, because I know there's reasons.
I don't think it was fun con. It was just like lying to people con.
Yeah, but like –
oh, his dad is a – like a Republican surrogate, like Fox News dipshit lawyer in L.A. They're,
sure.
He was famous, like, on Twitter before, like, this stuff
He's
happened.
A Trump reply guy.
Yeah, he
had
his own...
The kid or
the
dad?
The kid.
Jacob Wall. But he has his own, like, brand. He had his own brand of Trump reply that was, like, so weird and, like, fanatic. And, like, it was just like, yes, you will bring... It was, like, it was always, like... teetering on almost like weird religious stuff where it was like, you will bring salvation like that, but it wasn't
like
meant to be religious.
Fascist veneration of a dictator.
Yeah, like very, yeah.
He routinely basically calls for anybody who is opposed to Trump to be jailed.
Yeah.
Like he's one of those like weird psycho, like, you know.
Total sycophant.
And you know, like, so just a guy that, like, people were already sort of like somebody they would dunk on,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, sure. Like a, you know.
Not one of the Trump reply guys that's like, it's like, well, liberals, what do you think of this? It's like a little scary.
Yeah,
it's
got all,
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I understand the vibe.
And like, he I think he's become at least partially self-aware because he, at least, especially since this whole story went down, because he's posting things like, you know, what is the working class? Everyone knows that rich people work a lot harder than poor people, or, you know,
classic,
it's like, it's like,
yeah,
stuff like that where it's like, okay, well, that's not even. But so yeah, he it would appear, well, he did in a press conference, teamed up with this guy, Jack Berkman, who is a Republican lobbyist, conspiracy theorist guy who, like, he's the guy who claimed to have a mystery witness proving that Seth Rich was murdered by the government, and then the witness, yeah, didn't show up to the press conference, which a little foreshadowing of what happened.
Yeah. My girlfriend is in Canada.
Jack Bergman's also this guy who was basically trying to start a grassroots movement to somehow, like, ban the NFL from signing Michael Sam because he's
okay,
gay.
Yeah.
You know? So he's just a weird psycho guy. So these two geniuses, you know, put their huge heads together, and they appear to have concocted somewhat of a scheme here. So on October 17th, a bunch of, like, reporters and people that, like, would be reporting on this kind of stuff. So, like, Yashar Ali and, like, you know,
sure,
I think probably people from the Daily Beast and stuff, got an email from some woman named Lorraine who claimed that
red flag right there, first of all. No one is named Lorraine.
Well, this is real.
Before.
Yeah, this is a woman named Lorraine who claims...
I'm still skeptical of Lorraine.
This is a woman named Lorraine who claims that someone working for Jack Bergman offered to pay her to make accusations of sexual misconduct against Robert Mueller.
Okay.
And again, I guess the point of this is to derail the Trump investigation, the Russia thing, all that stuff, by somebody saying that Robert Mueller was, like, a sex creep, and that would somehow mean that Trump is innocent.
Yeah,
I don't, you know,
it would all stop,
yeah.
I guess.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I guess it would give cover to fire him or whatever, and then whoever...
And then they just wouldn't reappoint anyone.
Right, well, they might not.
But
yeah.
I also think part, like, it seems a little bit like... Because basically their thing was, like, she did work under him for a while, but mm-hmm. then she was like, yeah, no, he was, like, very professional, it's fine.
Exactly. That's why they offered me money, because I worked under him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the
but,
story...
Like, I think that, like, for some of these, like, for some of the very conservative people, like, I think some of them, like, truly believe that they're, like, everybody does this. So
right,
they're just like, we just got to find somebody to work with them. And, like, obviously they did,
yeah,
needed something because we would all do it.
Well, there's,
like, I think that's part of it.
Right, they're telling on themselves.
I have another theory that involves them telling on themselves with this, but I'll let you finish.
So, it's not clear if this Lorraine person exists. There's a theory that this was part of a honeypot to try to get reporters to, like, cover it and then be like, aha, you see the media, like,
right,
to sort of, like, they were trying to have it both ways where, like, oh, we have an accuser, but also look at what the media does to, like, somebody, you know, they were trying to, like, because they're probably going to try to back into this as, like, a, see, there was an attempted smear on an innocent man and the media was all over it. And it's like, yeah, you were trying to do the smear. You committed defamation.
So they're basically like, we can't lose.
Right.
Either this works,
right,
or we get to say this, like, disgusting media who's so, like, titillated by these stories.
Right.
Yeah.
So some of the people from the email, got the email from Lorraine, they were able to get the contact info of the guy who she said offered to pay her. They got in touch with the guy and were told they were in over their head and they need to drop this. So these guys are, like, playing at being, like, you know, deep throat type
imagine
shit.
Saying that as in a 20-year-old boy voice.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, right. And then one says he got a phone call from a man who claimed he was working for Surefire Intelligence, which is going to become important in a minute.
Okay.
So around this time, Berkman and Jacob Wall are both saying, like, we're hearing rumors about Robert Mueller, you know, trying to, like, kind
sure,
of build
yeah.
up the thing. And then a law professor... got an email from someone from Surefire Intelligence asking her about her past encounters with Mueller and offering to compensate her for a phone call. So this is a lady who's a law professor who was, again, like, we're trying to get you to say
right.
some shit. She told The Atlantic that she never met him. She didn't respond to the email. She forwarded the email to Mueller's office.
Finally, I feel like law professor,
so,
not high on the list of people you want to
yeah.
attempt
so,
to so, recruit for, like, black
right.
It's like
yeah.
a very thin, like, weak
yeah.
scam.
It's
basically.
Absurd. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to send a few emails. Like,
right.
I'm going to cold call people to try to start
yeah.
a scam.
But so then people started looking into Surefire Intelligence. And
okay.
this is where it gets funny.
Yeah.
they found that... The name Jacob Wall appeared in, like, the registration records for the website for Surefire Intelligence.
Mm.
The phone number for Surefire Intelligence goes to his mother's voicemail.
Because
he's still on a family plan or
right.
something. the office is occupied, that they list is occupied by a law firm that has nothing to do with them.
Uh-huh.
LLC was just incorporated a few weeks ago, which is whatever. The LinkedIn profiles for supposed employees are either just like weirdly like doctored and darkened photos of people like Christoph Waltz, Bar Refaeli, that like Israeli model.
Man, we got a whole intelligence team full of hotties.
And Jacob himself, where it's so dark you can't even see his face, but then someone just posted this picture next to it. Oh, that's the same picture that I just like,
So he's just like, I'm with my friends Christoph Waltz and Bar Refaeli.
If you're going to use like actor, like at least use sort of those like that guy actors, you know, make it like J.K. Simmons. Don't post like Bar Refaeli and Christoph Waltz, where it's like, yeah, that's a very distinct looking person.
Yeah.
With like distinct, I don't know. I mean, so, none of it will work. But.
So he wrote this thing about it on the Gateway Pundit, which is run by the dumbest guy on the internet, Jim Hoft, you know, the guy with like the bowl cut who.
Wildly stupid.
And even they had to back off, like, because like this is clearly not true. And we don't sue us. This is him. We let contributors write things. This is not, we're not standing behind this. And basically, like, the story that came out before they had the press conference, which we'll get to in a minute, was like this woman sat down next to Mueller in like a hotel bar in like the St. Regis in New York, and like they give the date August 2nd, 2010 or something. I forget what it was, but she starts to have a conversation with him. She's like a Debbie, I guess, society person, some kind of, you know, somebody socialite who like goes to parties and stuff.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, he lets her know, oh, I'm a cop, like, you know, like I'm, you know, oh, I'm Robert Mueller, I work for the FBI or whatever. And then, like, he basically asks her if she wants to go up and have a nightcap in the hotel room. And he says something along the lines of, like, I'm not the guy you say no to when she, like, says no. And then, like, it goes from there or whatever. But, like, this idea that, like, he's like, I'm Robert Mueller, the FBI guy.
Right.
We're going upstairs and I'm going to assault you.
This is bad fan fiction of how this stuff goes. I'm not the guy you say no to. I bet Jacob Wohl wishes he could say that to me.
Right. And it's also that's from something. I'm not the guy you say no to. That's like from a recent movie
it's
or
like
something.
It sounds
from
like
Red Dead.
It sounds like bad action movie dialogue.
Right.
Like, it's absurd.
And so, you know, that's the big story there. It's like, oh, man, this is, you know, and they're all trying to weaponize this idea of, like, believe women because it's like, well, why don't you believe her, but you believe everyone's saying about Kavanaugh, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, you know, I don't know exactly what the answer to that is, but it's also like, this is obviously in bad faith. Other than that, that's all I can remember.
It turns out,
you know,
cold calling people, asking them to be like an accessory, to just be like, yeah, you're going to bring federal charges. Anyways, we've never spoken before. Turns out that, like, doesn't work. It's not a good thing.
I think it, like, it goes to the point you said where it's, like, they just assume that everybody's done this. And I think the other thing they assume, it's, like, they have this double consciousness of everybody does this, but also all of these allegations are fake. So it must not be very hard to fake them because clearly all these other ones are fake. So they just think it's easy to do because they assume all of the ones on the left are also fabrications.
Right.
Which is also not true. It's very hard to fake things like this.
Right. And it's also like a person who, like, anonymous. Oh, and also somebody found out it was in the Washington Post and in the sort of like sightings section of the Washington Post from that date, from the Tuesday, saying that Robert Mueller was at jury duty in D.C. Monday. So they picked a day where you're like, and it's like, well, he could have gone to New York after. You know what I mean? Like, or, you know, like, so they picked
train schedules.
Like, super, like, just huge holes punched in this entire thing.
Great. fucking idiot.
Serial season 3.
Right.
Was Robert Mueller jury duty?
It's that fucking lady driving between New York and D.C. Yeah.
Right. And so then they had a press conference and you might be surprised to hear that the woman was too afraid and didn't come to the press conference.
She didn't show up.
So it's just these two dinks standing up there. At one point, the guy Berkman's, this guy's fly was down.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And
that's so good.
Then they talked about whatever they talked about and they made their points. And so, like, this is over, I guess.
Were people, like, openly laughing at them?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
good. He was
so
doing No Nut November and he had to have that fly open because just the heat generated.
Just to relieve some pressure.
Yeah. At one point, I believe it was Jacob said, like, the same, the jury duty thing is like, just because someone's in jury duty doesn't mean they couldn't be somewhere else the same day. And people just laughed in his face. And it was all like people who, like, cover, like, the, it wasn't like, it was people that are on the beat of, like, the extreme far, like, the far right conspiracy. Like,
these
Will
are people
Summer,
they're trying to impress.
I don't know if Jared Holt was there, but, like, people like that who, like, are covering this with a very gimlet eye and just kind of like, this is like, well, look at these lunatics. But also it's important to keep an eye on people like this because sometimes they go crazy and, you know, shoot up a bunch of stuff, you know.
Right.
But so that's why they were there. It wasn't like every like major news organization sent a reporter. It was
right.
And it was like a Roslyn, Virginia Holiday Inn, like not a nice, yeah, not a very, you know.
Yeah, no, it was just
location.
Somebody who was going to write it up for like The Cut,
yeah.
Like something like that.
Right. So that was the that's the long and short. Right? And it's a, I don't know, you know, it's just like, I don't know what they think they did. It's like Burn After Reading. It's so much of everything,
yeah,
is like Burn After Reading, where it's like, what do we learn?
Yeah, everything is Burn After Reading now.
You know, like there's no...
I, like, the level of, like, confidence that you have to do this and think that this is going to be successful in any way,
yeah,
is mystifying to me. And, like, I'm a little bit jealous of it. Like, I know that's kind of a cliche of, like, oh, the confidence of, like, a mediocre,
yeah,
white man or whatever, but, like, for real,
yeah,
how can you be so sure of yourself as a 20-year-old who has been banned from doing the thing that you said was your job?
Yeah.
That, like, yeah, no, this is gonna work out. Like, this is gonna take down my beloved president's enemies. Like,
right.
It's so crazy.
And it's just like, the thing is it's like, I guess that they would think we'd get fired, but it's like, okay, like, let's say this happened, right? I mean, like, I mean, part of this is like, I mean, far be it from me to say what was the right thing to focus on, but it's all Kavanaugh stuff, right? They're all hammering this because the way that they
right.
ran it down with Kavanaugh. And turns out apparently one of the ladies who like accused Kavanaugh, the one who didn't get much coverage because she probably was obviously nuts and full of shit.
Right.
But whatever. She has since said, oh no, I just made it up. I was mad.
Right.
And like, that's not great because that gives these people cover to say that everything,
yeah,
including people who gave their names and like
right.
testified in front of fucking Congress.
Yeah.
Are all the same. But you know, that the Kavanaugh thing, I think that maybe we could focus more on the money stuff and the weird partisan stuff and maybe not on whether something happened 40 years ago because it was never going to get resolved, you know? But when you make everything about this, the one thing you can see about the reactionaries is they're really good at weaponizing the thing and turning it
sure.
back on you immediately. Fake news, all that stupid shit. So, like...
I mean, I kind of disagree because
yeah.
I think that, like, when you are appointing somebody to a position like the position that Kavanaugh is being appointed to, like, no, your character does matter.
Yeah.
And it, like, maybe it isn't, like, optically the best, but also, fucking, we have a corrupt president. Like, talking about all of his financial crimes hasn't helped anything there either.
Right.
So, like, I don't know if necessarily all of that stuff is fucking crazy and is a lot of part of the reason that he's a bad person,
right.
And like maybe a more salient reason that he's a bad person in 2018 as opposed to something horrible that he did when he was young. But like, I don't think it would have gone any differently. And I also think it is very relevant,
yeah,
that
yeah.
you do that, especially if you're somebody whose whole thing is like wanting to curtail reproductive rights for women. Like, it is very relevant that you are like a violent misogynist.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Sorry, this got
no,
not funny.
I
just
think,
wanted to.
No,
well, I think
no.
It's also, it sucks because it's like people fucking can't like process more than one bad thing about somebody.
Right.
Where they're like, why shouldn't we make him? And you're like, we did this, this, this. And they're like, well, that's too many things. I'm just going to vote yes. Like, it's like, why can't,
right.
why
yeah.
can't somebody be bad for multiple? Like, why? It's just, it sucks that they have to be like, okay, what's the thing that we're going with? Of this
right.
ghoul who does like all this bad shit.
Right.
And the fact that it's like, hey, we can't even decide what to publicize about this piece of shit. It's people like, I mean, that doesn't seem good for like.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's like a lot of the problem that we are having with Trump, where like it doesn't seem like people can agree on what the. Because there needs to be some like vector of action.
Yeah.
And if you are such a piece of shit that like. Everybody disagrees on what the thing should be that we get you for, like,
yeah.
then you get to keep being the fucking president.
It's like when
I guess.
You do like
every disease
wrong.
At once.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
Mr. Burns.
It's Mr. Burns. All of the horrible things are trying to go through the door of his body at once.
I mean,
it's
just
like what is like, I don't know. It's like, this hasn't happened to me really. It's like, almost like if you had like a really problematic like employee or something, like coworker, and then HR or something is like, why should they be fired? And you're just like, it's like worse to be like, I mean, they just like everything they do is bad.
Right.
Like that's you got to like for fucking you're like, well, this is the specific thing. I think you can't just be like everything about them is so, so awful.
Yeah. I mean, it's marketing. It's PR. It's rhetoric. It's
yeah.
like manipulating the media, not in like a
yeah.
sneaky way, but like, no, you need to have a message. Like
yeah.
that's the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, at any rate. Robert Mueller's going to jail now
yeah.
for this totally real thing that happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
There is a picture. There's probably more
Jacob
coming
Jacob
Wool
is going to take his job, actually,
yeah.
as far as I know.
Yeah,
yeah, he's going to put everyone in jail. There's a picture that was going around of him and a blonde lady with like her face blurred out. And then somebody found that, and it's like a, you know,
it's
and
a mannequin.
The name,
yeah, it's his mom.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably more to come with this, but it, as of right now, it's like it's not clear what the point was. If there was like an aha media moment, I don't know what it was. You know, what yeah. I mean? It's just like a very, it's just like stupid for stupid's sake. It's, like just like no, which sums everything up. I think
I feel like it was a real feel good story this week. Like at least in like all of this hell that we're living in, like at least we can take some joy into one of these morons being so.
Yeah.
Openly incompetent. It's and just, that made me feel good.
Yeah, it's just too bad that, like, there's a chance that, like, because everything is so stupid, like, Trump could, like, tweet about it or something, right? Yeah. And then it just becomes a thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, many are saying accusations against Robert Mueller, and then it's like, oh, great, now we have another news cycle of this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like, let's all light a candle and pray that doesn't happen, and this is the last time we have to talk about Jacob Wohl.
And my prediction, I mean, we're pretty much wrapping it up, but I would like to make a prediction. If I don't fully understand what it could happen, but if there's like a possibility that somehow Jacob Wohl ends up in some sort of jail or prison, guarantee he will leave as a fanatic, like one of those weird.
He'll convert to radical Islam.
Like, yeah, he'll
be a Nation of Islam
100%.
Guy.
He's such like everything about him is such like. I mean, it's like what people talk. excuse me. It's like what people talk about that, like people who crave authoritarian figures.
Because, oh, absolutely.
Like, he is that to a T. He completely. Like. He, like, just needs someone to tell him what to do and believe.
He's
and
an
is, like,
ideal fascist subject.
Yeah, he's going to come out there fucking Malcolm X book under his arm or some shit.
I can't wait for him to join Nation of Islam. It's going to be so
it's
good.
It's going to be, yeah. He'll just get stuck. He'll, like, try to join the Aryans and the Nation of Islam. Like, excuse me? He's like, I like both of you guys. I don't know. Please, someone.
Oh, someone just be my dad. Please be
someone
my dad.
Be my dad.
He's got a dad.
He's got a dad.
His dad's very proud of him, which means his dad is one of the dumbest people on the planet. Yeah. Maybe dumber than the Gateway Pundit. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, Robert Mueller is actually he's going to jail now.
Yeah.
This was just to give a sense of just to wrap it up is how far beyond like reality this was. People that were like Q people.
Yeah.
Were saying that this was fake.
Because
it's like attacking Mueller, who in the Q universe is like working with Trump secretly.
Oh, right. So, Mueller's secretly good to them.
So like to attack Mueller is like, so these guys are actually, they're part of the deep state.
I was originally going to be relieved that Q people thought it was fake, but they thought it was fake for the worst reason. So now I'm more upset again.
They were like, actually, if you look at the lore, you'll understand that Mueller, they're actually related. If you,
these are people who read the full instruction manual before they play the video.
Gimli is actually not betrothed to the humans if you do go into the books, like that's it.
Yeah. Hey, November 27th is the show.
10 p.m. Stand up New York.
We'll have the lineup set soon. I'll take a link and all that stuff. We got the Patreon, patreon.com/whatatimepod. If you want to hear
my last slam dude on a tent.
That's the old exclusive. Let's see what else. We got the TeePublic. That's but the link will go in the thing. I always forget what
it's tpublic.com/user/whatatimetobealive.
She's got it.
Yeah. We said tpublic/whatatimetobealive and someone sent it to me. It takes you to like
a weird shirt.
A shirt of like future that's like gangster. Like it's just like very
that's
bad.
Our shirt though. That's shirt that we have in the store. I don't know. I'm Patty Moe and all the stuff. Come to Karma on Fridays. That's it for me.
I got nothing.
Fuck, I don't think I have anything right now either.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Fallow period.
Hey! Not getting booked. I'm going to be in Philadelphia December 1st, opening for Jay from Jay and Silent Bob at Helium.
Kevin Muse?
Yeah, Jason Muse. So come see that. Also, we just put WrestleSplania on Spotify, so if you like podcasts about professional wrestling, check that out. Lie, Cheat, and Steal, not on Spotify yet, but if you like frauds, listen to that. That's all I have. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.